Welcome everybody, Shir number 1026, getting back to our Hilchos Brachos. Okay, so we went through last Shir a little bit about the Mizonos itself, the Bracha of Mizonos, what comes first. We said you have rice, you have tavshil, and then you have cake cookies, these type of things. And we said in general, cake cookies, something that falls under that category, the Bracha would come first in Mizonos itself. So I just want to go through, we started to talk about this at the beginning of the Shir, we got off a little bit on the tangent in the Mizonos itself. But just real quickly to go through the order, a little bit more sliced and diced, if you want to call it, from the Sefer Piskei Tshuvos, and out in the page Tof Aleph, now a Simon Reishir Aleph Ois Yud. So he breaks down everything in general, and he says, Lamaisa, so we see, you have number one, Hamoitzi. Again, we're going through each category specifically, but every so often we just want to review and chazer over what the order is in brachas. And of course, keeping in mind, as long as there's no general Siba, there's no general cause that I should not make it. Like, one is dessert, so why should I make my bracha, my dessert first? I'm allowed to eat my main dish first, right? It's the normal way of life, as they say, that a person eats their main dish. So even though the dessert might be fruits from the Shivas Aminim, or my main dish might be Mizonos, or whatever the case might be, right? But still, I'm going to make the shahakal on my main dish, right? Whatever it is. Well, I'll make my ha'etz on my main dish if that's what it is, because that's what I'm eating now. And then the dessert would come as far as dessert goes. So he says like this. He says, number one, you have a moitzi. And by the way, before we go further, I don't remember if I mentioned it, but we did talk about if somebody's eating that coffee and cake, right? Somebody's eating a little bit of coffee and cake, and I don't remember offhand if I did mention it, so I just want to make sure we have it clear. Person sits down, they eat some coffee cake. A lot of times in the morning, we said that coffee, everybody likes that first taste of coffee. So Lamaisa, it should be done. What should be done? You're supposed to make Mizonos before the Shahakal, right? Mishbura talks about if somebody has, Merkachas and a little bit of schnapps or whatever. So people like that first little taste of schnapps. But in our case, it's more often it comes up the coffee and the cake, let's say. So you're supposed to, cake is obviously on a much higher level than the coffee. But I like the coffee in my mouth first. That's the geschmack of coffee. So you just take a tiny piece of cake. You can take a little crumb of cake, a little tiny piece. You have to make a bracha, right? You make a mizonos to eat that, and that's not really going to affect anything in any way, and swallow that. You make a mizonos, a little tiny piece of the cake, a little crumb of the cake. Make a mizonos, you swallow it, obviously, and then you can go ahead and make the shahakal and eat it together. Like this, you get out of all sfeikis. Otherwise, it becomes very questionable, because lamaisa, you're eating it together, and you really do have to make the mizonos first, even though person can tiny. Well, I really like the coffee better, but still Mizonos comes first. Okay, so getting back to what we're talking about. So he says first, Hamoitzi, as we know, number one. Number two, Borei Mina Mizonos. He says, Al Pas Kasinan. Then he says, Uga Mina Mizonos. Fuyim, whatever the case is. So you have various different types of cookies, cakes, these type of things would come in the category of Borei Mina Mizonos next, right? So we have first Hamoitzi on regular bread, or it could be whatever. We'll talk about spelt bread. It could be other types of bread also, but it's Hamoitzi bread, right? Oats, whatever. But then that's number one. Number two, you have Mizonos on cookies, cakes, these type of things, baked items, right? The regular baked items, Mina Mizonos that are baked, he says. Borei Mina Mizonos next, you have Borei Mina Mizonos on a tavshel mechameshes mina dagan. That's what we said next, which would be like lakshin, for example, right? I have a plate of mizonos, which is not cookies and cake. I have a plate of noodles, I have spaghetti, I have macaroni, these type of things, which would be a tavshel of chameshes mina dagan. Again, this is the order of brachas if I'm eating it all in basically the same sitting. And then we said, oh, so he doesn't even put rice next, right? He said, in Mizonos, you have first cakes, cookies, number one. Number two, you have tavshel, which is like macaroni spaghetti, right? A plate of a tavshel from any type of a plate. It could be anything, by the way, not rice. We'll see in a minute rice. But if it's made from the flour, regular from the flours, it doesn't have to be noodles. It could be there's something called orzo, whatever the case is. But it's made from one of the five grains, mina hemine dagan, right? And it's a tavshel. It's a plate of food, as they say, as opposed to cake or cookies, right, which is on a higher level, so the plate of food from Hey Mine Dagan comes next. After that comes, and we don't have rice yet, okay, keep in mind. Next comes Ber Pri HaGofen. After Ber Pri HaGofen comes Peiros Mishiva Saminim Lefia Seder Hamukdam La'aretz. So after the Ber Pri HaGofen, we say it comes the Shiva Saminim. Remember that we put rice after the Shiva Saminim. That's very important to keep in mind. So now we have, after Ber Pri HaGofen, we have fruits from the Shiva Saminim, right, in conjunction with which fruit comes before the two times Eretz in the Pasuk, which we're going to go through that, right, the order over there. In other words, even in the Shiva Saminim, right, I have grapes, I have pomegranates, I have figs. Which one should I eat first? So it depends on where it's holding in the Pasuk. You have two times Eretz in the Pasuk, and it depends where it is in the Pasuk, which will go through that order. That in itself is a whole sugya. Okay, but you have the fruit from the Shiva Saminim. Next, you have Baru Minim Mezoinis Al Oiris on the rice. After the Shiva Saminim, we have the Mezoinis on the rice. After that, he brings down Baru Priyo Eitz Al Peiros She'enam Shiva Saminim. Next, we have Baru Priyo Eitz on regular fruits, right, which are not from the Shiva Saminim. And next, after that, we have Baru Priyo Adama, right? And then we have Shehakol Nia Bedvarei after that. And last, we have Berchas HaReach. If somebody wants to smell something nice and make a bracha, assuming that it's something whereby you have to make a bracha, obviously we didn't even begin to learn those halachas. We're not going to get into that right now. But the berachas on a reyach, on a smell, would come last, assuming that this is all being done pretty much at the same time. This is the order to go by. Okay, we'll just quickly review it again next year. Thank you for listening. Kol Tov.